Well, USDA's latest food price outlook revealed some good news for consumers.
We are now looking at overall food prices, as measured by both the food CPI and the food at home CPI, to increase by about 2.5% to 3.5% on the year.
That's USDA economist Ricky Volpe, who says that's compared to the average of 2.8% year over year for food price inflation.
So it still looks like we're going to end up somewhere above that historical normal, but we're no longer looking at that 3-4 range that we were talking about at the end of 2012 in the early part of this year.
Volpe explains what factors are behind the lower than expected prices.
Probably the biggest is in terms of dairy products. We were looking at dairy price inflation to be on the order of about 3.5% to 4.5% on the year, which is pretty substantial. But it's increasingly looking like we've already seen the bulk of the impact of the drought on fluid milk prices. There was a big surge in these prices at the tail end of 2012 and the very beginning of 2013. But now that really seems to have tapered off and even reversed a little bit sooner than we might have expected. And as a result, we've revised our forecast downward for dairy products to 2.5% to 3.5% of the year, which is roughly in the range of normal. Another one is for the cereals and bakery product. That accounts for almost 9% of consumers' grocery shopping. And we revised that downward from 2.5% to 3.5% to 2% to 3%. And that's simply because the outlook for wheat prices has moderated a little bit.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.